Hello, everyone. Welcome to Super Metal World. This is Michael.
And this is our 50th episode, and this is Ty.
We also have Mark today. Mark?
How's it going, gentlemen?
Going well. Very excited for episode 50. Like, it's a pretty big deal, right? Like, 50 straight weeks. Like, we haven't missed a week yet. An episode a week for 50 weeks.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, and we're double dipping on some Tenacious D. This ended up happening sooner than we thought, but for all of you guys on Tenacious D Reddit that jumped over and listened to the playback when we talked about the Pick of Destiny, well, you're in for a fucking treat, because now we're going to deep dive on the first three chapters of a post-apocalyptico, the YouTube series that Tenacious D has released on their channel. And the album itself is coming out, I think, like November 3rd, somewhere in early November. So every series or every episode so far has featured one song. And I think I'm guessing that they're going to have one song per episode. Maybe there's an episode where they have two. But anyway, it's all going to end in November. And by that time, we will probably have heard all the songs. We are really excited to talk about Post-Apocalyptico. Have you guys been enjoying it so far?
Yes. I'm always up for a little D.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it as well. And I just rewatched them last night and just prepped for this episode. But what's nice about it is it's on YouTube, which is shocking that Pixar would actually make a YouTube series. Oh wait, it's not a Pixar YouTube. My bad.
It would be something if it was Pixar.
Yeah, a little exact opposite. But what's nice is I can watch it on my phone, TV, whatever, and it's very convenient. So,
and also, yes, it is so graphic. It is so graphic.
Oh, yeah.
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 Do you guys get this on your, when you guys are watching the episodes, it gives me like a warning. It's like, warning, like, basically, this is very graphic. Do you wish to proceed?
Like, not that
I would know, but like, if you're entering a porn site, sometimes it asks you if you're 18 or older.
What's a porn? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's a topic for another day, Ty. But yeah, it's the same sort of thing. It's like, you know, do you wish to proceed with this episode? And every time I've clicked yes.
Yeah, and they didn't do that right away, because I think it was when they released the episode, the cave, where they featured the song Making Love.
Yeah.
And people were commenting and being like, how is YouTube allowing this? Like, how is this not, like, how is this allowed to be on YouTube? Because it's like super graphic, but the hilarious thing is that it's like paint. It's like
Microsoft
paint or whatever.
Paint. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just very like crude animation and design. Anyway, we'll get to more of this in a bit. Let's do a little plugging here, a little self-plugging. So, if you enjoyed this episode, go check out our previous episodes. We have articles up on our website, www.supermetalworld.com. Go check it out. We're on all your social media. Just search Super Metal World. Give us a follow. Give us a like. Go to iTunes, write a review, give us a rating, and share with your friends. Tell them about us so they can enjoy us. And what am I missing? I feel like I'm missing something. No, I think I got it, guys.
Now, if you're
ready to talk about,
I was just going to say, drop us an email if you're an indie band, or if you have any recommendations for music. We like to put together indie metal radio shows that feature, independent metal bands and how excellent they can be.
Yes, and that is supermetalworld@gmail.com. That being said, let's get to the D. One side.
Searching for that special girl, she's the last one in the world. Hey, Apocalypto, end of the line. Apocalypto, this is our time to shine. Tenacious D has got to shine.
What you just heard was Tenacious D's post-apocalypto theme. Featured in every episode. It's a pretty great little jam.
Apocalypse.
Weed of the world.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
Over the phone.
Harmony over the phone, yeah.
I just want to say that, and Mark pointed this out for me, I probably called it Apocalyptico. What did I say in the beginning? I may have said that.
I think it was Apocalyptico, but I'm, like you said, maybe you started over it or something, but...
It's kind of hard to say, but I like it.
Well, you want to like, I want to default to saying like Apocalyptica, like the band.
Yes. I think that's why I said that.
Apocalypto.
Like subconsciously.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an Apocalypto movie too? Am I wrong? Like a Mel Gibson movie?
There was
like 20 maybe, years ago or something.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Anyways. Either way.
Oh, yeah. It was, actually in 2006. It was the one that was like the Aztecs.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking of.
That's what that's called.
Apocalypto.
I think that song was in that movie as well.
I think so.
First time it was, yeah.
End of the world, off, Mayans, I think. Anyway.
I gotta say that I love the image of, like, the two cocks facing away from each other. And, like, I think they're spouting cum, but it's, like, it's when they play, it's basically the intro music where it shows, like, the H-bomb dropping, and then it shows, like, I don't know. It cuts to like Cage and JB flying, and then there's like this image of a mirror image of two cocks next to each other. And I gotta say, the cock imagery that Tenacious D puts on display is some of the best cock imagery ever.
I was thinking about this too, and it reminds me of in Superbad. You know how Jonah Hill's character has that little scene where he's
yes.
talking about how he was obsessed with like drawing dicks everywhere. That's
yes.
basically he's like the guy that's behind the illustrations.
I was thinking,
not actually, but
literally yeah, the same thing.
Yeah,
it's pretty hilarious. So anyway, just to get on track here, so chapter one is called Hope, and to start with the plot here, it starts off. First off, we just got to say, like, if you haven't seen this, go watch chapters 1 through 3, and then this will make much more sense. But the hilarious thing is, like, the animation is, like, basically Microsoft Paint. And there's, on Tenacious D's YouTube channel, there's a video of Jack Black dressed like Bob Ross. And he paints Cage. And it's hilarious. Like, it ends up being, like, really bad. But anyway. So this cuts to Tenacious D sitting in their apartment. And they're playing, like, video game golf.
Yes.
And Kyle picks Joey Sindelar, or Sindelar. And I was like, who the fuck is that? So he's a 60-year-old pro golfer. He has 9 professional wins. He's never won a major.
Oh,
I don't know why they singled him out, because Kyle's like, yeah, I'll pick Joey Sindelar. And
do you think why not Tiger Woods or
yeah?
Do you think Rory Kyle's McIlroy, like a big? Do you think he's a big fan of golf? Like, how do you just know that? That I've never heard of that. Like I feel
I
like I don't know. I'm like,
he's got to be. That's a pretty obscure golfer. I feel like, but
I think he's the Joey Sindelar is from Ohio, and then Jack Black ends up picking a shark. So whatever. And anyway. It opens with one of my favorite lines of the whole series so far, and it's Jables saying, have you noticed since we started eating these bars, our turds are, like, perfect? One wipers.
Yeah, that's easily one of my favorite.
Yeah, so then they hear a rap at the door, and it's their landlord, and he's like, hello, you guys. I know you're in there. I see you parked outside or up front. And it's just Jack Black's voice again. So... The thing that cracks me up about this is that it's only Jack Black and Cage, but I'm pretty sure, maybe Cage does some of the other voices, but it almost sounds like Jack Black does all the other characters in this.
I kind of think that might be the case.
And they just alter his voice. But anyway, so the landlord basically says that they have to pay their rent, otherwise they're evicted. So this is classic Tenacious D. They got to pay for the rent, which is kind of similar to the Pick of Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So this is when they start chuckling because they're trying to think how to pay the rent. And they're like, oh, what do you got, Cage? What do you got? And he decides, of all things, that they're going to do a daredevil-esque jump over a pool of sharks.
Yep.
So that's the idea they come up with for the money. I don't know, you know, how they had the time to promote this thing to get all the people there. But they end up making the jump. And shortly after that, a bomber jet drops a literal bomb with an H on it. And while the bomb is dropping, they go hide in like an old-fashioned fridge, Indiana Jones style. And also another one of my favorite line exchanges is Jack Black saying, "Dude, these are like hard to get out of, though." And Cage says, "Yeah, they always warn you." So
they always warn you.
Who's warning people?
Watch out for old-fashioned fridges.
They're hard to get out of. So the bomb goes off, and they exit the fridge to desolation. And
they exit it quite easily too.
No problem.
As it turns out, it's pretty easy to get out of there. And this goes to a classic, "Dude, oh my god. Oh my god. What have we done to Mother Earth?" And then Cage says, "Well, we didn't do anything, did we?" And then Jabel says, "Humanity, Cage. Humanity." It's just I don't know why, but like on my second watch through of this, I was laughing harder. I was like, these guys are just geniuses. I don't know what it is, but this is hilarious. And then another, I don't know, like this episode starts really strong because then it has like Cage doing that, "Oh, the horror." And Jail's like, "What? Oh, the horror." Marlon Brando, like he's trying to do some Marlon Brando impression. It's like, "Cage, now is not the time." Anyway, they come upon a two-headed dog that they name Hope, and then that's when they just jump into the ballad of this particular episode, which is Hope.
Hope is a doggie, a sweet doggie, standing next to a rose. A flower grows in the soil. There's still hope for life to exist, for us to survive, to thrive and survive, and find a way to live our lives and live through this nuclear holocaust. Let's get it on.
And while Hope is playing, it cuts to Jables and KG. They're and Hope, the dog, jumping off a waterfall. They find food in the water. They start cooking that food. And I don't know. What do you guys think of Hope, I guess, before I get too far into it? The song itself. Let's go with Mark.
I thought that I think there's three songs. No, maybe four, I guess, with the theme song. I think Hope is my least favorite. Of all the songs I've heard so far, that doesn't make it bad in any sense. But I think it ranks number four of all the songs I've heard so far. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I would agree. Still a good song. I enjoy it. I mean, obviously, like I'm a little biased to Tenacious D, so it's difficult to like have like a completely objective view on these things. But yeah, as far as like the songs that I've heard so far, it's I'm least interested in it, I guess you could say.
I think this is not the one I'm least interested in. I would say it's I'll give a complete ranking maybe at the end, but it's not my least favorite. It's not my favorite. That being said, I do love the line, you know, like, "We will survive."
Yeah.
And then stay alive.
Thrive. And then, isn't thrive in there too?
Yeah, and we will drive, you know. But I like the "There shall be dragons and there shall be gorgons." Like he mentioned gorgons, like demigorgons in D&D, which is hilarious because like that's such a nerdy reference.
Oh yeah, and then "There shall be beasts with no name." It's like just a giant dragon dick thing.
Yeah, it's like a cock dragon basically. And this episode basically closes with them riding off into the sunset on a motorcycle. With a sidecar. Not sure where they got that. Does it show them finding the motorcycle?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Nope, definitely.
So, yeah, chapter one's your classic setup episode. Mark, what was your overall impression of this episode? What do you think they were trying to go for? However you want to answer that.
Exactly like you mentioned, I think it was a solid setup. I don't think they were going for anything special. I think they saved that for the next episode, which we'll get into. Something I did want to mention, the jumping over the shark scene. I think that's paying homage to Happy Days. I don't know if you guys ever watched Happy Days. I used to watch it on Nick at Night back when I was a wee lad. But Fonzie used to do that shit all the time. I think he would kind of poke fun at Evel Knievel, but the Fonz would always come out in like the big suit and the helmet, and he would like jump over shit in the parking lot. So I'm thinking that's maybe
interesting
what they're referring to, but so I kind of got a kick out of that. But no, I thought it was a solid episode, and just like the song, is it called Hope? Is that song called Hope?
Yeah, the song is called Hope.
Just like the song, I don't think it's anything special. This episode wasn't my favorite of the three, but it's solid.
Michael?
So, like, rewatching it, I enjoy it. Like, I enjoyed it more, like, the more times I watched it. But the first time I saw it, I saw, like, this video. I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, what is Tenacious doing? This is garbage. Because it's, like, these stupid, like, paint, like, Microsoft Paint drawings with, like, this just terrible voice acting. And then, like, the more I watched it, I, like, started to appreciate it for its, how just stupid this whole, like, post-apocalypto, you know, cartoons are.
You almost have to listen to it more, too, I feel like. Like, this one's based more on the writing. Like, the writing is just phenomenal. It's really funny. But it's a little different than the Pick of Destiny, where the Pick of Destiny, you can just sit back and relax, and there's more going on, you know, because it's like actual people doing stuff. Or this one, the cartoons don't move as much. You know, it's not like The Simpsons or South Park, where there's more action going on within the cartoons. So a lot of it's just listening. And I think, like you said, Michael, the first time I watched it, I didn't think it was as funny, because I probably didn't listen as well as I did the second and the third time.
Yeah, totally. No, I mean, like, I've watched it. I've watched the first episode, I think, like, three times. And, like, the more, every time I've watched it, I've enjoyed it more and more. Which I think is just a kind of, like, how this whole series is going to work, right? I don't know how you guys feel about it. Like, right away, I was like, this is really strange, and I'm surprised that they did this. But I'm glad they did, because I enjoy this series so far.
Yeah, and I think, To Michael mentioning the Fonz there, I'm wondering if they were like subliminally trying to say like, hey, we're gonna jump the shark ourselves. And that's a moment where a show, usually when a show jumps the shark, it basically when a show jumps the shark, it starts getting ridiculous. I don't know what to say. Like, basically the conventions that they used to hold dear no longer become that way, and things start, like, the plot gets ridiculous, the characters kind of act like caricatures of themselves. So I was wondering, like, maybe when they actually jumped the sharks, they literally were saying, we're about to go on this journey, this is not going to be like the Pick of Destiny, where we spent all this money and didn't make much of it back. We're literally spending, like, how many dollars an episode, which is probably barely anything, to make an episode.
That absolutely has to be the message they were sending there.
Yeah, they're like, we're jumping the shark. You're either in or you're out. But I agree. I think that the animation, it actually does crack me up now, like, that I've got used to it. It probably is what people thought of when they first saw South Park, where they were like, wow, this is really crappy animation. But this is even worse than South Park in terms of...
It's just like static images that, like, sometimes, like, zoom in or zoom out.
And, anyway, on repeat watches, and for those at home, give them repeat watches, because, like I said, all those lines that I mentioned, they are fucking hilarious. Like, there's some really great lines in here that just, like, you know, they always warn you, dude, these are, like, hard to get out of, though. Like, that's just so fucking funny. And, like, Cage and Jables are great at delivering these lines in this kind of format. They've both been in animation before on big movies like Kung Fu Panda. So it's no wonder that they thrive in this. So anyway, overall, I just want to know, you guys have kind of said it already, but are you giving it, this episode, a thumbs up or a thumbs down? Let's start with Michael.
Let's see. I gotta give it a thumbs up. It's the first episode. The first, like, thing that we've heard of Tenacious D in, like, you know, 5 years. So, thumbs up.
All right, Mark.
I mean, I'm going to give all three episodes a thumbs up. I think of the three, though, it's number three.
Yeah, sure.
Something I want to throw in, too, is that you mentioned the rewatching factor. This episode is only like 8 or 9 minutes, and the other two are about 15, I think. So it is easy to rewatch them, too. It's not like you have to dedicate like a solid hour like you would on Game of Thrones or something.
Yes. So that being said, let's get to chapter two, the cave.
Real quick, before we get into the cave, sure. I just pulled up Jumping the Shark on Wikipedia, and it is sourced back to literally that episode of Happy Days where Fonzie jumps the shark. Like, that's where it comes from.
Right, so the phrase was created by the Fonz himself.
Yeah.
Does it give an official definition of what jumping the shark means?
Crossing the point at which something that was once popular no longer warrants the attention it previously received, particularly when attempts at publicity only serve to highlight its irrelevance.
Yeah, so the example of Fonz jumping over the sharks, I think, was them trying to say, like, hey, still watch Happy Days because Fonz is jumping over sharks, you know, like, they're trying to be relevant. Like, for example, Kanye West right now is jumping the shark hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
So to make things more relevant to today by supporting Trump and stuff like that.
Used in reference to unsuccessful gimmicks for promoting something.
Yeah, perfect. So I don't think I explained it perfectly, but at least now you guys get the idea of what jump the shark means.
So hey, while we're at it, listeners at home, go back and rewatch Happy Days, too. Great show. Great show. Classic.
Yeah.
Shout out to Happy Days.
TV was a lot different back then. So
very much so.
Can I get to chapter two now, guys?
I'm done with my Happy Days.
Okay. So the cave. So this particular episode cuts back to the boys on the motorcycle, and it's basically Jack Black's driving the motorcycle, and Kyle Gass is sitting in the sidecar, and the dog is like there too. I don't know if he's on Jack Black's back or he kind of moves around. But anyway, they're searching for water. They're really thirsty. They find some, and Jables tastes some, and he spits it out. He's like, tastes like monster shit. It's not. And then these three women pop out from a hill, and they're, again, I think basically Jack Black's voice, but they altered it to be higher. And they basically say they're offering them water from the purest springs. And it cracks me up because they're like, it be the sewage of the drain. So basically, Jack Black was drinking their sewage water. That's why it tastes like monster shit. The women tell them to follow. And Cage is already like, hey, they're kind of hot. And Jables is like, hey, take a step back, Cage. And this is kind of what we get from Cage. You know, even in The Pick of Destiny, he's always focused on the women, you know.
That's true.
So this is true to Cage's, the Rage Cage's character here. So anyway, cuts to the boys in a bath together, and to one of my favorite parts where Sheena introduces them to, this is Lisa, Cheryl, and every name, like, it's funny because, like, they'll be like, oh, well, hi, Lisa, Cheryl, Betsy, Tina, Klarna.
Don't they say after Betsy, like, oh, that's a nice name.
Yeah. Their comments are, like, hilarious. Because, like, after Klarna, their Cage is like, Klarna, hi, Twitsaka, and Conchita. And basically, so she announces them to, I think they're just called Clan. I think that's what they call themselves.
They have a name I have written down here. Clan of the Cave Bear Women.
Okay.
Perfect. Bear women, is that like man, bear, pig?
I think so.
I don't know. So basically, she says, here is bread, water, and jam. And Sheena offers them to rest after they eat. So they do, and they take a quick power snooze. they wake up to morning beeges, as Jables calls it. With
a
graphic.
Beej.
Yeah, beege. It feels like I'm getting a beege. With graphic cuts, basically, to them actually getting some beeges.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that. I would just like to point out, I wasn't ready for that. Like, that's like straight
it's
up
like
just like
close up mouth around a cock.
Like mega graphic. I mean, and, as mega graphic as Microsoft Paint can get.
Yes. And then it goes into the song, and the song takes the perspective right away of Sheena saying like, "Go with it, don't be afraid. We are your friends and more." And basically they're wanting to repopulate, because repopulation is the name of the game. So so basically this is how the song Making Love starts, and the song pretty much discusses repopulation. And Cage is like, there's a storyline within the song. Cage is down to fuck, because he says like, "Come on, JB, they just wanna fuck. Just give them what you got. You're fucking bringing down the mood. You gotta use that fucking cock." I love that line. And and Jables is not on board to fuck, because it cuts to Jables saying like, "I can't give you my load if I don't feel safe." It's load.
Well, because there's a drawing Conchita that they keep referencing to where it's Jables who's like, his legs are crossed and his hands are like,
yes,
covering his crotch, and he's like, he's very very vulnerable looking. It's so good.
It's I gotta say, I just have to say it now. I'm gonna go into the song more, but this song is the fucking best.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's
fucking rocks.
It's a masterpiece, and around the time when I think it's JB, he says something like "suck his balls."
Oh yeah, I got
cock. Once it gets to there, it elevates, and then once Conchita gets on the screen, it's like a fucking power ballad masterpiece. I love it.
Yeah, I love this song so much. And to point out what Mark was talking about, I did write down that line. So it cuts to, like Michael was saying, Jables is feeling ashamed and vulnerable, and kind of reversing gender roles here, where usually it's the woman who feels this way, but Jables is feeling this way. And it's interesting, because in this scenario, the women are kind of the leaders of, at least in this moment, the leaders of society. So anyway, I don't know, not to get super political, but so the quote that Mark was saying was, "Look at Kyle, he's got the idea. That's it, Cage, see? He knows." And then it's like, "Suck his fingertips, lick his ear hole, suck his toes, and lick his butthole, suck his balls, obviously his cock, sit on him and make him explode." So great.
It's so just unbelievably graphic. And all of that is like, every single one of those moments has its own drawing.
Yeah, and my favorite part is when it cuts to Kyle like bent on all fours. It's like, God, such a crude drawing of him. And anyway, JB gets introduced through the song to Conchita, like we were talking about, and she's also very shy, and her and JB make a connection, and then they also fuck, and that's when it goes into the making love, and it's like really graphic, close up, P and the V, like,
yeah. Every beat of that song, like making love, like there's a different insertion. And I'm thinking that may be the reason for the warning, because on movies, when there's sex scenes, there's usually no insertion. That's porno, right? So
yeah,
maybe that's the reason. And there are several insertions.
Well, I was going to say, even in, I don't know, these things you call pornos, I don't know if there's that graphic or close up of P and V like entering.
Yeah, there's not like a GoPro or anything, you know, the guys think it's
maybe like in old 80s or 70s porn, but anyway. So the song ends with them climaxing basically. And it cuts to, I think it's JB and Cage. And it cuts to Hope leading them to a cave with a bunch of guy stuff, like a baseball, a basketball, there's rifles, and Sheena comes in and is like, "Man bones." men trinkets of manhood. So she basically blames men of dropping the bombs and wreaking havoc and pain on the women and the children. And she wants the world to be ruled by women. They only need the seed of the men. And I think this has been done before, like where there's like this post, this is like, I think this is a classic take on a post-apocalyptic world where there's a woman society that thinks it's all men's fault. I think they've done this in Futurama. Am I wrong on that, Michael? Or I'm just spitballing.
I know there's, cause there's the, there's like the Amazonian women who like, yeah, tie up all the men. And then they have like, they perform snoo snoo.
Yes. And I think they do this also on Rick and Morty as well.
Come on, JB. They just want to fuck. Just give them what you got. You fucking bringing down the mood. You gotta use that fucking cock. Oh no, I'm feeling so vulnerable. Not ready to give you my love. I do not really know you. Not sure if I can trust you with my heart. You might break my heart. I can't give you my load if I don't feel safe. He's got the idea. That's it, Cage. See? He knows. Suck his fingertips, lick his ear hole, suck his toes, and lick his butthole. Suck his balls, obviously his cock. Sit on him, make him explode.
So they're kind of hurt. Jables and Cage feel used. Well, more so Jables. They're like, you know, didn't you enjoy having sex with us? And they chuckle and they're like, you make us nauseous. We hate you. Die quickly.
Die quickly. I like that one.
Yeah. I like how she's like, you make us nauseous. We hate you. Die quickly. And they face the monster called the Crack-a-Lack-a-Ding-Dong.
She's like, what a lazy name. I love it.
Crack-a-Lack-a-Ding-Dong.
Which is basically, and I know you're going to be shocked by this, but it's a giant dick squid with an eye, basically.
Well, the eyes of vagina, right? Or no, it's his mouth. It's got a sideways mouth.
Yeah, it's got a sideways mouth like a squid, and the big eye is above it, and it's got like the head of a penis, and pretty much shaped like a dick. And things are looking pretty dire for Tenacious D right now, but Hope Hope undergoes metamorphosis. Put it that way.
Yes,
and grows a third head, and graphically kills the beast with some bloody cuts of Hope biting it and blood coming off of it. And then at this point, the clan, I'm just going to call them for now, they say, you know, kill them with your spears and try to throw spears at them. But they escape down that chute that the Crack-a-Lack-a-Ding-Dong came out of. And Jable says, it's like a Crack-a-Lack-a-Ding-Dong diarrhea slide. And they find their motorcycle and they escape. And there's another cut of the clan women looking at them through like binoculars or a periscope. Can't remember which it is. And they're like, they'll never make it through the desert of the ding dong. Cage is happy that they busted a nut, but JB is still thinking about Conchita, and it makes a cut to a mini Jables growing inside Conchita.
Yeah, full bearded fetus and everything.
So that ends probably, definitely my favorite episode. I'm guessing you guys' favorite, but was this your favorite episode, Michael?
It's tough. It without the like the guest appearances in the third episode, definitely. But those third episode has some cameos that make me enjoy it a little bit more.
What was your overall impression of this episode?
Oh, I loved it. It was great. My favorite song, for sure.
How about you, Mark?
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Michael.
my favorite song for sure. And I think that whole scene really elevates it. I do think the third episode overall might be my favorite. I think that one's the best overall episode, but the God, that song is just so damn funny and so good. And that whole montage, you know, really does elevate it, but it's close. Really, I think last night, if you would have asked me, it would have been this episode would be my favorite, but then today it happens to be.
I think the song really episodes really elevates the cave to another level, but Space has some really emotional moments, some emotional beats in Space, and there's also some funny parts. I think Space gives you like a conglomeration of everything.
Yeah, it's more of a complete episode.
So that being said, anything more we want to comment on Chapter 2? Anything I missed that you guys wanted to add?
Nothing specific to Chapter 2, but I was reading that, surprise, surprise, Dave Grohl is doing the drums for this whole soundtrack again. And Jack had mentioned in the interview that this kind of cracked me up. He said something along the lines of, you know, every time we do a project, we always ask Dave right away because he's, you know, we're good friends with him and he's, you know, an excellent drummer, blah, blah, blah. And every time we're just expecting him to go, oh, sorry, man, I can't. I'm busy. But he's like, every time he comes through for us. And then he referred to Dave being a master on the Thunder Sticks. Or the Thunder Skins. That's what he called. He called the drums the Thunder Skins.
Nice.
Is that a term? I've never heard that before.
I've never heard that. I'm going to start using that, though.
Sounds like a Jack Blackism.
Yeah, definitely.
One other thing I will say is that, you know, if you guys have ever heard of Hot Ones or First We Feast, it's basically where it's ran by Sean Evans on YouTube, where they eat increasingly hot wings. And in between those bites, Sean Evans interviews them and asks them questions. And Tenacious D was on the first episode of the brand new season of Hot Ones, and really good episode. So if you guys are Tenacious D fans, which I'm assuming you are, go watch that episode. It's really funny. So,
and one other note is that Conchita, the lady that Jables falls in love with, is actually referenced, assuming it's not the same actual Conchita, but in their previous album, Rise of the Phoenix, the song Senorita, he references the Senorita in the song that he's talking about is named Conchita. Oh, maybe Conchita, there is some won't kind you of, have a cita?
Maybe there is some kind of, you know, overall multiverse.
Yeah, I know. It's going like on. The Tenacious D, the lore and mythos.
Yeah, there's layers to their songs.
Yep.
Chapter 3 is Space. And this, again, cuts to the boys on the motorcycle. And this time they're singing Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. And, you know, it has Jables going for the vibrato, which is great.
Tell me why I want it that way.
It's vibrato.
Yeah, and it's really funny, too. I mean, this is a song that's played at, like, every single bar on a Saturday night, and they slightly mix up the lyrics, which I thought was really funny. But the way they go, like, to be why, it's just he does those little Jack Black mannerisms, and it's just hilarious.
It's a great way to start the episode, and he talks about, like, he's like, I'm in a pretty good mood for this post-apocalyptic world we live in. It's pretty funny. So they're pining over some glazed ribs, and they're just thinking about glazed ribs, basically. And they run into what Jables says is a missile or a rocket ship. I can't tell. And that's probably a reference to how bad the animation is. And they approach it. And basically, a German-sounding man approaches them. And he is wanting them to stay where they are. He's saying that they're all from MIT. They're the top scientists in the world. He's pointing a gun at them. Stop, I'll shoot you. I'll fucking shoot you. But he's not sure if he can trust them. Because as he says, you know, he's like, we are nice. But I don't know if I can trust you. And you have to put up with
like shitty the accent of that character. Like, it just like is all over the place. Just the accent is all over.
It's really bad. So basically JB and Cage are like, hey, we come in peace, and they're asking if they have space food, like space ribs or something like that. And Cage mentions Tang, like maybe they have some Tang, which I thought was funny because Tang is like the orange drink, right? Mm-hmm. That powdered.
Yeah, it is like the Sunny D kind of.
Apparently space or astronauts use it.
Yeah, he mentions that. So then the spaceman basically discusses that they're to repair the rocket. So they can, I'm paraphrasing so bad. So they can basically go to Valhalla, which is like the space station, and that's where they're trying to get back to. He mentions, like, you know, he's really excited about the space station. He says that Richard Branson is up there, which he formed Virgin Records, for those of you who don't know who Richard Branson is, because I didn't know who that was.
Yeah, I had to look that up too. Virgin Records, Virgin Atlantic, like that brand is all him.
Yeah.
And I also love how the, I don't know what you want to call him, the space guy is like, yeah, Richard Branson's there, of course.
Of course. Of course.
The way he says, of course. Of course.
And the guy from Tesla. And then they spend a while thinking, like, they say, like, Iguodala?
Andre Iguodala.
And it's Elon Musk is who it ends up being, obviously. So KG and JB offer to audition to get on spaceship, and they perform kind of a country-esque song because it has the slide guitar in it, called Take Us to Space. And this kind of reminds me of when the stakes aren't as high, but it reminds me of when they're playing for the devil. You know, they're just, it's almost like they're auditioning again. And so what do you guys think of, let's just, before we get into the song too much, Mark, what did you think of Take Us to Space, the song?
I liked it a lot, and I wrote down too, like you just mentioned, that it has that little country vibe to it, which I haven't really, I don't know, in the Pick of Destiny, I don't think there was any like sort of country songs with a country vibe. Obviously they have acoustic tunes, but I really like that. I thought that was something different than I'm used to from the D. And I also like when JB is begging to have an audition, which I believe he calls an audition.
Yep,
and, he says something like, oh, please let us audition. We're way better than Yo-Yo Ma. It's like a, like, and you guys know who Yo-Yo Ma is? She's like a, it's like a classical person, basically.
Okay.
A classical musician.
I'm looking at the
violin or something. I'm not exactly sure.
I'm looking at the track list for Post-Apocalypto, like the full album, and there's a track on there called Fuck Yo-Yo Ma.
Oh.
So I don't know if they got beef. If they got beef for the Yo-Yo Ma.
Michael, what do you think of this song?
I enjoyed it. I think the one thing that I remembered the most from it was like they just stopped playing, and I thought it was over, and they just like kicked right back into it. I was like, "Thank you for continuing the song," because it was like only after like 20 seconds. I'm like, it "Can't be that short."
Yeah, because that's where he goes into farewell, my friend. We're talking to the earth again. And then he says, he pronounces space like space. I can't remember.
Space.
Party with Elon Musk in space. Anyway, and then we're going to have to shoot some goo. So it's what they say. That's one of the lines.
Yeah, I think there's more dicks in that song, right?
Yeah, more dicks shooting cum, as is tradition.
You got to take us into space. We got to save the human race. But first you got to let us say goodbye. Does well. Your rolling hills, your gorgeous lakes, you have been swell. Your fucking flowers, your fresh breeze, your blue skies all day. Your twinkling stars, your northern lights, it's time to go.
Song ends, and I should say before that, this when the spaceman's like, yeah, have a go, let's let's see what you got, you know, and we'll, like, it cracks me up. I'm butchering these lines, just making it up. But anyway.
Another thing, Ty, and I hope you weren't just going to mention this, but he only takes JB up to space, and there's that, yeah, whole, like, conversation between him and Cage about, like, no, I have to go. Like, I'll go check it out. It's going to be fine. You know, I like that, how just selfish he is.
Yeah, so basically the spaceman, he's impressed. He only wants to take... He calls him Jack Black. He's like, congratulations, Jack Black, you go. And but Kyle has to stay. And he goes, stop, I fucking shoot you. I shoot you. that's like all I remember from him. But anyway, yeah, that line that Mark was talking about is, dude, fuck, this fucking sucks. He wants me, but not you? That's fucking bullshit. Dude, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now. Fuck that guy. I'm going to go, but fuck that guy.
I'm still going to go, but...
I'm still going to go, but fuck that guy. It cracks me up. So yeah, that's when JB says he's going to fucking spy and infiltrate, start the revolution from the inside of the ship. And his plan is that he's going to... Basically, it's a stupid plan. He's going to spy while he's up there and find a way to get Cage, like, a ticket to go on the ship. And then Cage says something that makes a lot of sense. How are you going to find me when you're in space? You know, like, how are you going to come back and find me? So, anyway, it cuts with JB runs aboard the ship. The ship takes off, and Hope soon abandons Cage as well. And Cage is truly alone. Sadness ensues, and KG says, I've lost Hope. And it cues, like, the dramatic piano music as JB and the phallus-shaped ship fly into the phallus-shaped space station that has, like, balls, by the way.
I don't know. I don't know if we've made it clear, but Hope is their three-headed dog.
Yeah, yeah. Hope is their dog, and so then cuts are made of JB laying on station, tears in his eyes. You can see, you can see Richard Branson and Elon Musk and, like, some big-titted women basically in the crowd, and KG back on Earth, because it'll say, like, back on Earth, and, like, the cuts say back on Earth, and then what's the other, does the other one just say in space or something? I can't remember, but yeah,
that sounds right. I'm not sure.
And then it has, like, KG back on Earth eating cat food, and it'll cut to, like, JB eating grapes, being fed grapes by naked women and eating ice cream, to, like, Cage's face. It just keeps cutting back to Cage's face, and his face keeps getting warped and more warped and more warped. And eventually it ends, the kind of the montage ends with Jables banging a chick with, like, a huge ass in Doggy.
Yep.
And he basically blows his load before she was ready. And there's a knock at the door, or not a knock. Elon Musk walks in, and he says he was canceling space or science class, basically. Yeah. Walks in on, basically, Jables was cheating on Elon's wife was cheating on Elon with Jables.
That was my favorite line exchange of the three episodes I've watched so far. When he comes in, he's like, guess who? Surprise! I canceled science class so I could come back and make love. But my darling, how could you? What do you expect? You're only in love with your science. And then Jack zipping up his pants goes, oh, just give me a minute. I can explain. And then maybe my favorite line of the whole series so far is Elon going, Jack Black, you're going to die.
Security, kill Jack Black. Yeah, that is pretty hilarious. So basically madness ensues. The alarm goes off, but it's Johnny Depp in character as a space pirate.
Just Jack Sparrow.
He's just out in space in a pirate ship. The boards,
he's come to destroy
Valhalla.
The space station.
Like, what?
And Jables escapes on the escape pod, of course, because nobody else thought to do that. And the escape pod is basically the ship he took to the space station. So it cuts back to the Rage Cage. He's about to jump off a cliff and commit suicide, where he says, in 5, 4, 3, 2,
I'm going to commit suicide.
And Jable stops him and because he comes back and finds him magically. And his reason is, I was missing my bro. Which he was not.
No, definitely not.
He only left because he got caught banging Elon Musk's wife.
And then Johnny Depp showed up.
Yeah, exactly. He was either going to get killed by the security or Johnny Depp and the space pirate. So a little lying on Jabel's part. But they brace, and he says, kiss me on the lips. And they do. And Hope returns. Well, first he says, you know, speaking of giving the dog a bone, and he asks where Hope is, and Cage says that he ran away or he lost him. But then he returns. And Jables has a surprise for Cage, maybe proving in the end that he was thinking about Cage while he's up there. Full on rack of space ribs, extra glazed, honey glazed.
Space ribs.
Which is also one of my favorite parts.
When the episode ends with, go ahead. Let's say when they reunite, JB gets like really emotional and he's crying and he's like, when we formed Tenacious D, we formed a bond that's to the death. Just like mega high pitched. It's just so good.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. And then it has like Cage like, their voice acting. That part's just hilarious. The episode ends with them cruising on the motorcycle again, but it shows like a view from kind of the side of the road as they're cruising, and there's a cut with the best animation in the series so far.
Yeah.
Because it actually moves. And it's like a sentient Terminator cyborg looking guy putting down binoculars and he was spying on them. But like it literally has the animation of him.
I think it's the only animation in the entire episodes yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Chapters 1 through 3. It's the only animation. And why a cyborg needs binoculars, I don't know. Because shouldn't they have like built in binoculars? But,
yeah.
But whatever. So we've just asking the basic question, Mark, what was your thoughts on this episode? And now please rank the episodes. I know you kind of already have, but do it now more officially. Do it now. I shoot you.
Security.
Security.
I think this was my favorite one. I think as far as episodes go, I'd rank it in reverse order. Third was the best. Second was number two. The first one was my least favorite of the three. I already mentioned a little bit, but I liked, I thought overall this episode had a lot more to it. I do think the space song was pretty good as well. That would be my second favorite song, I think. Or no, I guess if you count the theme song, would be my third favorite. But I think Pound for Pound was my favorite episode for those reasons. I just really loved the Elon Musk and Johnny Depp cameos that this episode had to offer. But like I said before, all of them get 2 thumbs up. I think they were all very funny in their own right, but this one just offered a little more to me, a little more emotion too, which I enjoyed.
Yes, yeah. There's kind of like the "Dude, I totally miss you" moment where they break up again.
Yeah, you really see
it's Jack's fault, you know?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, Jack was being selfish in this case. But yeah, you really really see their bromance coming out, and I enjoyed that.
I was missing my bro.
I was missing my bro. yeah, Michael, what are your thoughts?
Same. As far as the episode is concerned, only Tenacious D could, like, make it work where, like, Jables is having an affair with Elon Musk's wife in space.
Yes. Like, yeah, this is so them.
You're only in love with your science.
Like maybe South Park could do it.
Yeah. It's one of those things where like what other, you know how in The Pick of Destiny we were talking about other comedy duos. You know, Jack Black and Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, Rogan and Franco. You know, I think they could do things like this, but I don't know. This is just, I don't know if they could pull this off. It's different. It's like, this is right up the alley of Rage Cage.
Yep.
And Jables. What about the songs? How would you rank the songs?
Making Love, for sure. My favorite. And then, Like, I'm kind of torn between whether or not to pick the post-apocalypto theme song or the Take Us Into Space as like my second favorite, but I'd put those two at 2 and 3 on order.
And then Hope obviously mm-hmm. being at the bottom. Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, that's not to say like I don't like, I still like the songs, you know, like still like the episodes and all that, but yeah.
Yeah, people love to rank things, but we think these episodes are all great in their own right. It's just obviously some are going to be a little better and some songs are going to edge out others. I would say that, you know, I think you guys are right. Now that we've talked this through, Chapter 3 is the most complete episode. As an episode, it's my favorite. It does not contain the best song. That's the episode, The Cave, contains the best song. I'm going to say it goes, like Mark said, in reverse order for the episode. So the Space is number one, The Cave, and then Hope. As far as songs, Making Love, I think, has been our clear across the board number one. And I'm going to probably have to go with Hope being my second favorite, then Apocalypto being the third, and Take Us Into Space is my fourth. I don't know. I like it, but I didn't dig it as much as the other ones. I do like that they added a slide guitar, because that's new for Tenacious D. The songs as a whole, are you surprised on the direction they're taking? Is this what you expected? Are these songs what you expected for Tenacious D? Or were you thinking of something else when this album would release? Let's go with Michael. Are the songs what you expected?
I think for sure, like the post-apocalypto theme, definitely. Like that's like right on the money, exactly where Tenacious D needs to be. I think Making Love was like, because that's kind of similar to, what's their other song that Making Love is like?
Oh, Fuck Her Gently?
Yeah, it reminds me, you know, it's kind of like that, maybe, like is it like a softer song? I guess Fuck Her Gently is pretty that's a pretty soft rock song, but
yeah, Fuck Her Gently is like, you know, builds up as it goes.
That's
it's
true.
Like a
yeah,
slow
yeah.
building. Whereas like Making Love also does that. They're very similar. But they're also very different, which is nice. They're not the same song.
Yeah. Overall I think I feel like most of the songs are all just kind of exactly where Tenacious D needs to be. I don't know, like, I think it might be interesting to do, like, an album review to kind of recap the whole thing when it comes out on November 2nd.
Do you think that, well, let's go to Mark and then I'll ask that question. Mark, what do you think of the song?
Yeah, I think, and nothing really surprised me. And Michael, you mentioned it, Making Love, I think, is their new Fuck Her Gently. And to me, I think the theme song is actually really similar to the Pick of Destiny song, not the movie, but the song, because in the Pick of Destiny song, it starts off with the pack, you know, that was a bad impression of it, but that moment is really similar to the Apocalypto, like it's mm-hmm. just drilled into your head all day. Yeah. And I think it's a different song, but it's got, you know, similar qualities to that. Mm-hmm. This is going to sound really weird to say, but I think they've almost like matured as songwriters. And that, like I said, that's weird considering what they did with Making Love, but
everything is dicks.
But like the song Making Love, if you compare Making Love to Fuck Her Gently, which, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure it came out like early 2000s, late 90s.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's just early 2000s. I would say
it's just an overall better song.
Yeah. There's like, more to it. More people.
There is. Yeah, right. And that's, you know, that's not fair. Like we mentioned earlier, that you have like a good drummer on the song, and you know, Fuck Her Gently is just two guitars. But like, they just, all the songs are just more complete. And I think they're just obviously better, more mature songwriters in that fashion.
Yeah, and yeah, I think this is all coming off of the Rise of the Phoenix album, which I thought was a really solid album. And actually, for a comedy band, it was Tenacious D upping their songwriting to another level, and this is continuing on that path. For those of you who haven't heard the song 39 off of Rise of the Phoenix, it's one of my favorite like deep cut Tenacious D songs of all time.
Go listen to that song.
It's fantastic. But there are moments where like I still think they're progressing naturally off of Rise of the Phoenix. I am still waiting for them to do that one song that's really rock and roll. You know, Apocalypto is kind of like that, but it's short. But I'm waiting for that, like, you know, the metal or something like that, where mm-hmm. where they kind of turn up the electric guitars a little more. They're doing a lot of the stuff you expect from Tenacious D with the acoustic guitar and you know, the smart but funny lyrics and Jack Black-isms. But I'm waiting for that song where it's like, let's crank up the metal now and let's crank up the electric guitar. And I think, or Master Exploder is another example. And I think we will get that. I don't know when.
It's got to be in the next episode or two. I mean, granted, there's not that many episodes left, but just what's being foreshadowed right now is, you know, like some action's going to take place. And with that, there's going to be like a car chase city type song where, something rock and roll's going to
break in city.
Yeah. God, the bushes.
And even on Rise of the Phoenix, what is it? To Be the Best or Be the Best or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which a song that I love that they should have extended double the length. That being said, that's my next question. Where do you guys think we're going on the next episode? Mark, where's the next episode taking us, if you had to guess?
Well, that Terminator-looking cyborg is definitely going to be involved. I think there's going to be a lot more bloodshed in this next episode. I think some shit's going to go down. Possibly, maybe Hope getting, like, stolen or something. Or, like, maybe Kyle's getting, like, help or ransom or something. I do think at some point Trump's going to be involved in some way, because if you look at the theme song, isn't there like a bomb that has Trump in red letters on one of them?
Yeah, it's at the post-apocalypto like reprise at the end of every episode. There's like a because they just like page through a bunch of different pictures, but one picture that they page through like really quickly, it's only there for a little second, is like a big plane that dropped the H-bomb, and it's like it's got Trump on the side.
Yeah, so I think he's going to be involved in some way. I don't really have any specific predictions though after that. I mean, I don't know. I think one of them's, and obviously last episode, JB went away from Cage for a temporary portion, but I got to think they're going to get into trouble somehow. And there's going to be a dilemma, and I don't know how they're going to solve that dilemma, but we'll have to wait and see.
What do you think, Michael?
Well, I'm reading right now through the and I don't know if this is cheating or not, but I'm doing it. I'm reading through the track listing for Post Apocalypto, and basically all of the songs we've heard are in order, like so far as like the track listing goes in order of the episode's release. So I think this entire album is like a concept album or story album, and mm-hmm. some of the upcoming episodes are called Chainsaw Bazooka Machine Gun followed by Robot. So my guess is we're going to see a little bit of violence in the next episode.
Yeah, so the cyborg definitely is going to be featured in the next episode, right?
I think so. And cyborg, or the robot, the name of the song Robot, is a little bit longer of a song.
Do you think we'll see Conchita in the next episode? Either of you?
I don't think so.
Maybe. It could be possible that Conchita is the robot.
Oh,
whoa.
Shit.
That could be a plot twist.
Do you think the robot is working for the Clan of the Cave women people, whatever the hell that was called?
I don't know. I think we'll have to find out in the next episodes. Like that's a pretty deep storyline if it is the case.
It's very possible. Didn't you say, Michael, that like there's a Yo-Yo Ma song coming up as well? Like Yo-Yo Ma's got to be involved at some point too.
Yeah. In Take Us Into Space is track number 7. And track number 9 is Fuck Yo-Yo Ma.
Okay. Sure.
So maybe we're gonna get some beef, some Yo-Yo Ma beef.
Overall though, guys, some excellent way to start this for Tenacious D. I think it's a cool way to promote the new album. Much like you guys, I was not on, I don't want to say I wasn't on board, but I was skeptical. But they've definitely won me over. I'm all in on this. You guys have anything else to say before we end today? Mark?
No, just check it out on YouTube. Like I said, it's pretty accessible. It's a quick watch. It's funny.
If you are a younger kid that's living with his parents, I would probably watch it not around your parents, just because some graphic scenes that might be kind of awkward if mom walks in on you. But yeah, I would definitely check it out. It'll take you 30, 40 minutes to watch the entire first three episodes. Michael.
Just to reiterate, don't watch this around children. It's probably the most like graphic cartoon I've ever seen. Like,
it's pretty graphic. Yeah, I gotta say, you guys, that we will, for those listening, thanks for listening, of course, and we're gonna do this. I don't know if there's another three episodes left of this. I don't know how many episodes are left, but we're probably gonna wait until maybe the rest are released or a couple more are released, and then we'll do this again in a couple weeks. But in the meantime, we got some good interviews coming up. We're interviewing some bands. We're interviewing somebody from a pretty big band that I'm not going to spoil, but it's a big band, and you've definitely heard of them. But yeah, thanks for listening. Continue to listen, please. Spread the word of our podcast. We don't just talk about Tenacious D. We fucking love Tenacious D. But we talk about rock and metal and everything involved in that. And I mean, we're all nerdy too. So I mean, we go for it. And there's a variety of what we talk about. So that being said, go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, search Super Metal World, give us a like, give us a follow, shoot us an email at supermetalworld@gmail.com, let us know what you thought. Go to www.supermetalworld.com, check out all of our other podcasts, check out the articles that are up there, and yeah, other than that, thanks for going on this ride, and boys, it's been a pleasure discussing Tenacious D. Horns high.
Horns high.
Horns high.